Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Monday morning to you. It's 8:40 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for News Talk Sports. And we always throw in some fun along the way. And coming up, we're throwing in a lot of fun with our next guest. It's 80 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
Catherine's great. She's hanging out with us today because Ashley Lang has the day off. Good morning to you. If you're listening to us on the radio, on the app, online, in addition to watching us, please check us out on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, in addition to YouTube and our other social media platforms. And you need to watch us because we have Tommy Bahama here in the studio. He goes by the name of John Warden from Champion Services, and he's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sunshine.
You look just like Tommy Bahama.
Well, I don't know who Tommy Bahama is, but I like the shirt and the hat. So today I'm prepared for anything.
I don't think Tommy Bahama is a real person. I think it's the lifestyle, and this is it. Like, just like the beach vibe, laid back.
Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, ready to take on the day.
Easy breezy.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then I'm ready for anything, and I will take on the day. In fact, listening to you all's morning show, I mean, this lineup is just incredible. You had, man, Mr. Norman in here, and then we had this amazing doctor telling us all about how the socks fit and all the things and the results of that, and then you bring on the cat lady, and somewhere on the list, I guess I'm the cat litter. So here, then you bring in John Warden at Champion Services to come in and go, finish up.
John, I'd like to look at it as you're more like the cat food, the nutrition, you know, that's the direction I'm going to go. Not the litter, the nutrition, the kibbles and bits, you know, what's going to revive us.
Well, I can tell you that either way, one way or another, the litter always is the place that the food ends up. But we're going to leave it at that.
There we go.
This is like a stand-up comedian. My goodness.
Finish strong, yeah.
Well, we just heard your report. Hey, I didn't realize you did that. So this is a conversation that you have here with us, just helping to help educate homeowners. So right now, what's the number one thing or what tops the list that homeowners are contacting you all at Champion Services to say, hey, I want this done at my house, in addition to what you always do?
Refreshing exterior right now. It's hot. You know, we're having to work through the weather, but there's a lot of things on the outside of the house. They know when it gets cold and weathery and rainy, and that season will come. And so anything outside, painting exteriors, a refreshing of landscaping, lawns, those kind of things, roofs, you know, anything that where the weather needs to give you the opportunity to get in and do the work.
And to do it, so you would encourage folks to continue to do it now because some of those projects that you listed, families seem to rush around Halloween, Christmas, and Thanksgiving because they've got all their folks coming into town. They want to see their beautiful homes. And then that's when they call you all in a tizzy saying, like, can you get this done? I've got my in-laws coming in 2 days.
Well, a lot of that does happen, to be honest. And just events, parties, weddings, you know, it's the time of year where you have all those type of celebrations. So you just don't know what reasoning it is. We're working on a yard right now that they're going to have a wedding in. And every day it kind of changes a little bit where they keep adding some additional, well, we'd like to have this and like to have that. And I'm going, you know, sure. And so those, you're made to accommodate.
And when we have you on, we always like to run down what you do. To be honest with you, it might be easier to say what you don't do because you pretty much do everything from yards to homes to everything else in between there at Champion Services.
We do. We're full restoration company, whether it's intentional or forced by some tragic event at the house like a flood or a water line or something, or storms or hail, don't even say that word. And so Mr. Manning Kimmel's in the window waving at me going, yes, me, that's right. And so anything that has to do with the house, the home, the yard, inside, outside, we can take care of.
They call you up and you come out there, you just give them a free quote, you walk around and hear what their thoughts are, and then you kind of translate, hey, this is what we can do, this is how we will do it. Is that kind of how it kind of goes about?
It is. A lot of people will stop by the showroom or come into our facility. This is under construction for just a more modern way of visualizing what it is that you want to have done. You know, in today's world, you can actually come in with some pictures of your home. We can upload it and actually make some changes on it right there. And so we're getting closer to that. That type of series would be the norm. And so, but yes, we come out, survey, listen very intently, and then, you know, what do you want? We can make it happen.
And you become a marriage counselor in between all this too, correct?
That has been known to take place inside the office and outside, and separatists, and you know, and again, you become that, and sometimes the children get involved. And so, you know, it's one of those things where I would like to tell you that if we could just separate the couples for a moment and get them in each room and play mediator, then sometimes we get it done. Sometimes.
Of course, speaking with John Warden from Champion Services, you can hear his voice on the regular here, but especially on Mondays with, hey, I didn't know you did that. It, again, it's just a chance to help educate homeowners. And as John just reiterated, now's the time for where they're getting a lot of calls to do all the work on the outside of the home. So if you got some stuff going on, reach out, give them a call, and they'll walk you through the process. John, do you feel like you deal with more of the wives or the women of the household versus the guys, or has that changed over the years, or it just depends on the family?
Well, generally, when it comes to the interior, I'll say it this way. The ladies pretty well have an understanding, except in Lucas's case. His wonderful wife led me through the exact thing she wanted done in the back porch and pretty much waved at me and said, Lucas is not involved, even though I'll consult him. No, she didn't say that. But the whole truth of the matter is, in that situation, it went very smoothly because she was involved.
Yeah, okay. I agree 100%. I
said, and you were not.
And you were not.
Just update me along the process.
So is that the norm, though? You're saying it's usually the female that's like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
It is. Again, unless there's a new construction spot, like you're adding a garage or something like that, that becomes everybody. But usually we sit down with the ladies and just say, hey, what do you want? We want to make your dream come true, and we can do it. Mm.
John, CEOs, particularly one CEO, has dominated the headlines over the last couple of days. What is your advice to CEOs when they're out and about among the people? Because sometimes CEOs, unless you work at the company, most people do not know CEOs, but you are out and about a lot of times. But certain CEOs, like the one that's come into question in the last couple of days, he was definitely out and about attending a concert and going to other places. So anyway, what's the advice to CEOs out there, no matter what profession you're in?
Well, first thing I would tell you is get tickets on the back row if you have to have that kind of situation. But seriously, I would tell you to eat alone, drive alone, stay alone. And then, you know, generally on a normal basis, keep your staff at bay, make them mad quite often, and none of those things could conceivably happen.
You won't have staff if you keep them mad.
Well, being popular is not the same thing as receiving a check. Oh. So when you have a place, and I have a great staff, and seriously speaking, it's an unfortunate event. You guys kept me up to date more than I knew about it this morning. But at the same time, I would tell you that my advice would be is eat alone.
Well, they often say it's lonely at the top for that reason, right? Like, you have to make tough decisions when you're CEO. People do not like your decisions a lot of times, and you have to deal with people and employment.
Well, you do. And as far as the decision-making prowess, it's designed for one thing, the success of the whole of the company and the success of the people you serve. So you don't necessarily get... Sure, John, we'd love to do that today. You know, there's no cartoon carnivals at Champion Services. We get up and go to work, but I've got a dedicated staff. I got guys that will get up and go and do what they need to do. Are they grumpy? Do they have lives at home in a way? Do they come in, you know, some of them, they come in happy. I got one guy who loves to tell everybody, I'm so happy I had to sit on my hands coming to work, keep them waving at everybody. And that's just how he comes in the door and generally doesn't stop talking after that. So, but that's okay. You mix with the number of staff we have, and I guess across any industry, any organization, when you're a CEO, you got that many personalities. So each one has to be handled with a different technique. You can't treat them all the same. It's like having a lot of cats. Each one has its own personality.
I think it's kind of like parenting, though, now that you think about it. Yeah. I mean, because I've always said to my kids, listen, you don't have to like me. You do have to love me, but you don't have to like me. You may not like what I'm telling you right now or like doing what you have to do, chores, you know, whatever it may be. But sorry, you belong in this household, and as long as you're part of this household, these are the rules. It's kind of the same thing with being an employer.
And that works just about the same way at work. It's no different. And sometimes, you know, and again, not making light of my staff, some days you feel like you run an adult daycare, and that's just how it works.
Oh.
And so you go to work and you do that. And again, they're humans. They have lives and they have children and they have, you know, experiences that are going outside, and they have ill parents and ill children. And seriously, and so you have to manage from a moment by moment scenario. And in that, you really realize that that's the key for us in success is you. When I said that about them liking me or not, some of them would just want to kill me most of the time, but that's okay. You know, I'm kind of used to that, but you have to make the decisions necessary. And generally, they fall in line. And I tell them all the time, guys, we're here as a family. We spend more time sometimes than we do with family. You spend with each other. And so we have to get along. Just, you know, if you're mad, just go outside and scream.
Well, the bottom line is you want to make money for the company, and the bottom line for them is they want to get paid.
It's funny thing is, I have this motto, I pay you to get something accomplished, not to show up.
Yeah.
And so those are things that staying busy, which again, we're pretty organized and very dedicated what we do with the amount of different divisions we have. So each one has their own scenarios in terms of what they have to deal with on a daily basis. Like today, it's Monday morning. Who's going to show, who's not? Things happen over the weekend that's out of anyone's control. So you have to be always prepared for anything, if that makes any sense. It's like the Palmetto Morning Show. You just never know.
Expect the unexpected.
You could come on this show following Congressman Ralph Norman, a doctor from Piedmont Medical Center, and cats and dogs.
Well, you know what? Again, I'd rather be the litter than not be considered.
It's a perfect way to end this conversation. His name is John Warden. He's with Champion Services. Always good for a laugh. Give him a call and see what they can do at your place. John, great catching up with you, my man. Thank you, buddy.
A joy to be here this morning.